It's all about rugby league. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One.
Like I said earlier, before we went away to the break, we were hoping to get Greg McNally live on the air, on the phone. Greg, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant, Greg. Joined the club on Monday. How's your first week gone?
Yeah, it's been good, yeah. I've not trained for a while, obviously, with the Lee situation, but yeah, it was a bit tough Monday and Tuesday, but yeah, I got in and got it all done and really enjoyed it being with the boys.
Yeah, being underneath John Key, you would have known a lot about him, big reputation as you're coming to the club. How's he been?
Yeah, he's been brilliant. He couldn't do any more for me, to be honest. He's made me feel really welcome, but John was a big pull as to why I came to the club as well. He's a very knowledgeable coach and his record speaks for itself.
And what do you think that you can personally bring to the squad, to the team?
Hopefully some attack and flair. Just I enjoy getting my hands on the ball and trying to commit defences and just having a bit of fun, really. Just, as long as I'm playing with a smile on my face, that's all that matters to me.
Well, I got to admit, Greg, I remember a time right back at the beginning of your career. I think you were 16 years of age. You had spent the afternoon at high school. You were dragged out of high school to come and play. I think it was a Whitehaven or Workington, your first team, Whitehaven.
Whitehaven, yeah.
You were dragged out of school to play for the Whitehaven first team against Lee Centurions on TV. Against me, going head-to-head with a well-experienced former international, New Zealand international halfback, and you ended up scoring a hat-trick and embarrassing me.
Yeah,
I don't forget that, mate.
I think you tried to catch me at one point, but couldn't.
So. You're right. He made a break, and he was heading down the field. I thought I had you.
I thought you had me as well.
Oh, you were left. I thought I had you, but you left me for dead. And I thought, oh, geez, I need to be young again. Oh, to be young again. Obviously, you've spent the first couple of days working out with the team. Are you hoping that you'll be in the starting lineup against Toronto this week?
Yeah. Hopefully, fingers crossed. I'm in the squad, so whether John picks the team, hopefully, I'll get a run out. If it's starting or off the bench, I'm just looking forward to getting the shirt on and getting out in front of the Bulls fans and hopefully putting a performance on.
Now, you're by no means an old man, but with the Bulls having such a young squad, do you find that there's an opportunity for you to be a leader and show that experience to those younger players coming through? Is that part of the attraction of coming to the club?
Yeah, hopefully I can help develop the younger players. And we were speaking the other day about Brandon Pickersgill. I've seen a few clips of him and he's been going really well in the pre-season. If I can help him develop his game, that's something I'm looking forward to doing and helping the rest of the young guys.
Now, running in at the halves, you've had Elliot Minchella and Lee Smith have been deputising, I guess you could argue. They've both played those positions before in their lives, but you haven't had the opportunity to run with two out-and-out halfbacks and Joe Keys and Dane Chisholm yet. Does that disrupt things, or are you just cracking on?
No, just cracking on, but really. It's you just got to get on with these sort of things. Injuries happen, and I trained with them a bit last night, and it was really good. To be fair, they were digging into the line nice and tight for me and stuff, and they were giving me lots of space. So it's been really good with them too, as well as Elliot and Lee.
Well, I'm sure all the Bradford Bulls fans are really excited about watching you play and pulling on that very, very proud Bulls crest. Mate, we wish you all the very best of luck this week. Hopefully you'll make the team. Hopefully you'll be running out there and enjoying yourself. Equally, thank you very much for taking time out of your family time to spend some time with us.
Yeah, no worries. Cheers, Robbie.
All the very best. Cheers.
The RHP Show on Pulse One.